Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. You can hear the excitement from my voice because it's a brand new day. Not only is it a brand new day, it's a brand new week. And not only is it a brand new week, it's a brand new month. The Lord has indeed been good and kind to us. And for this purpose, we want to say thank you, Jesus. I said our thanks, mighty Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the first day in the month of June 2025. It's a beautiful brand new day. I will be looking at a topic that says, a new name. A new name. Our hymn for today is taken from Hymn 25 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 25, the great physician now is near. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Job chapter 21 to chapter 24. And our memory verse is taken from Isaiah 62, verse 2, which says, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Isaiah 62, verse 2, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 17 from verse 1 to 15. Genesis chapter 17 from verse 1 to 15. From verse 1 it reads, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be called Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are strangers, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God says to Abraham, as you shall be, you shall keep my commandments, and you and your descendants after you throughout your generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. Every male child in your generation, he who is born in your house, or bought with money from any foreigner who is not your descendant, he who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money must be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised male child who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. Then God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, many people are called by names they were not given at birth. They may be called these names to their faces, but in their absence, people refer to them in those names. They may not be called those names in their presence, but in their absence, people refer to them with those names. Sometimes these names are not based on their good qualities, but the qualities they are not proud of. For example, in Mark 10 from verse 46 to 52, the Bible tells us about a blind man called Bartimaeus, whom Jesus restored his sight. To date, however, people refer to him as blind Bartimaeus. I don't know if people are currently calling you negative names, but I know that my God can change your story for good and such that you won't have any of those negative qualities the world describes you by anymore. And they will have no other choice than to call you a new name. Whenever you see that a name is hindering his work in a fellow's life, God can change the name as he did with Abraham. Abraham was first called Abram, and although this name had a good meaning, exalted father, it didn't fully capture what God had in store for him. Therefore, God had a conversation with him one day and said, I want to make you a father of many nations, but your name is hindering me from doing so. Henceforth, you will no longer be called Abram, but Abraham, because I have made you a father of many nations. God also changed the name of his wife from Sarai to Sarah, which was more suitable for the matriarch she was to become, like we see in Genesis 17 from verse 3 to 16. When I was a lecturer at the University of Lagos, a typist whom everyone jokingly called Prof made a life-changing decision. He said to himself, I am a typist, but everyone calls me Prof. I will indeed become a professor. He started taking evening classes, and after a while, he wrote an exam and gained admission into the University of Lagos. Before I left the University of Lagos, the typist was already studying for his PhD. He made up his mind to truly change his name and not to remain a joke. Beloved, you can also make up your mind to have brand new name by surrendering all to God and asking him to change any negative name that is hindering his glory from your being manifested in your life. I pray that God will turn around any negative situation that men define you by and fill your life with joy and laughter in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please change every name that might be hindering your glory from manifesting in my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, please change every name that might be hindering your glory from manifesting in my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, or you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Sit on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download on Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.